This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Just a brief thought and yediyah on the parsha. The parsha begins by lighting the menorah. You know, it's interesting that the parsha would begin by lighting the menorah. Here we are, we're in Bahaloyscha, we're in Sefer Bamidbar. This is not the parsha of the Avoida and the Beis HaMikdash. The Avoida and the Beis HaMikdash was... The Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash was reserved for Sefer Vayikra. Why is the lighting of the menorah in Sefer Bamidbar? So one dimension here is as follows. Bahaloyscha is the 36th parsha in the Torah. B'nai Yisachar writes in Likutei Mahartza, something astounding, that we know that the original light of creation lasted for 36 hours, and then Hashem hid it away. That light is called the Ar Haganos. When Aaron lit the menorah, he brought out the Ar Haganos. The Malbim brings that by all of creation, when God created it, it says, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Rakia Vayehi Chen. Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam Vayehi Chen. But when it comes to the light, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar, it doesn't say Chen. Vayehi Ar. Because the light was not the way Hashem intended it. But when Aaron lit the menorah, Vayas Chen Aaron. Aaron made the light the way Hashem intended the light. That's where the Cain that should have been by Maaseh Bereishis is by the menorah. That's the secret of what Chazal say. Lahagid shivcha shal Aaron shaloi shina. To teach the praise of Aaron that he didn't deviate. Doesn't just mean he listened to Hashem. He didn't deviate from God's original plan of creation. So the menorah, the lighting of the menorah being in the 36th parsha, is sort of the correct placement of the subject of lighting the menorah. Now, what's interesting is we have a chapter in Tehillim, chapter 67, Perek Samach Zayin, Mizmar Lamnatzech Benaginois Mizmar Shir. Lamnatzech Benaginois Mizmar Shir. And the Avudraham brings that some places, some Mekoymos say it daily. It's called the Mizmar of the Menorah. And the Sephardic Sidurim, they will draw out this kapitel in the image of the Menorah. The reason is because there's 7 psukim corresponding to the 7 branches of the Menorah. There are 49 words connected the details of the Gevim, Kaftorim, and Prachim. We know there are 11 Kaftorim, 11 buttons. 9 prachim, 9 flowers, 22 givim, 22 goblets, 7 branches, a total of 49. So this chapter represents the menorah. The Avudraham says something astounding. Someone who says it daily, it's like they were madlik the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So actually saying this chapter of Tehillim is like a daily hadlaka. The daily recitation of this chapter is like a daily hadlaka. And then he says, there are 49 words, but actually the opening pasuk has 4 words, besides the 49 words. They correspond to Malkacheho Umachtoiseha. There were 2 tongues and 2 scoops. So the menorah represents the Torah. So, interestingly, this is a chapter that we say by Sfiras HaOmer. Now, simply we say it by Sfiras HaOmer because there are 49 words, connected the 49 days of Sfira. But it's more than connected the 49 days of Sfira. Because the menorah itself represents the Torah. The details of the menorah represent the Torah. In the Medrash we find that when someone would say a good Svara, Reb Tarfon would say, Kaftar v'ferach, buttons and knobs, to indicate that the Hashpa of Torah came to the world through the agent of the menorah. So the menorah, this chapter of Tehillim, representing the menorah, is not just equivalent to the days of Sfira, but is appropriate to recite in connection to Sfira, because the menorah literally represents the Torah. But what's even more interesting is what's brought in the name of the Gra. And the Bnei Yisachar brings in the Agra, the Pirka, and the Ramah brings in the Tairas HaOila. Pesach Dvarecha Yair. there's a concept you always want to illuminate in the beginning. And therefore, the opening pasuk of the Chumash, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'yes ha'aretz, seven words, connected the seven branches of the menorah. The second, the opening pasuk of Shemois, Ve'ela Shemois b'nei Yisrael haba'im Mitzrayim ha'es Yaakov ishu ve'isai bo'u, 11 words, connected the 11 buttons of the menorah. Vayikra el Moshe v'yedaber Hashem elav me'oyho mo'yed le'mar, 9 words, connected the 9 flowers. And then Bamidbar begins with 17 words. Vayidabar Hashem, El Moshe Mimbar Sinai, Be'achal Achazazah. 17 words connected the 17 tvachim of the menorah. And then Devarim begins with 22 words connected the 22 Gevi'im. So the menorah literally represents the Torah, not only in its 49 details, connected the 49 Sha'arim of Chachma, but the Torah therefore begins every Chumash brings another detail of the Menorah. So, by studying Elokim Yechanenu Vivarchenu Yar Panav Itano Sela, this gives us an insight into the power of lighting the Menorah, and it's literally in lieu of actually lighting the Menorah is the Perek Elokim Yechaninu. And now we understand why in the Kabbalistic or Sephardic Siddurim, this Mizmar is drawn as a Menorah. Karabai say, everyone is welcome to join us tonight. We have an amazing shir tonight about Rabbi Menashe ben Israel and the American Indians and his meeting with Oliver Cromwell and what will happen to the Jews of America before Mashiach comes. This is all the written in the Sefer Mikveh Yisrael of Rabbi Menashe ben Israel, the rabbi of Amsterdam. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Hope to see you later at 8:30. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.